Hi, I'm Burke Collins. Oh, and then you say, I'm Elijah Manor. Hi, I'm Burke Holland.
And I'm Elijah Banner.
And we're here in historic downtown Franklin, Tennessee at Grays on Main to bring you five Visual Studio Code extensions that you gotta know about. That was good. All right, here we go. And by good, I mean I'm good.
So, of course.
Here we
course.
Go. Extension number one is called Git Lens. It has Git in the name, so I'm assuming it has something to do with Git?
Yes, so if you use Git in your workflow, it's a really handy tool to use. You just install the extension. And immediately you start seeing stuff annotated in your file. So if you look at the top of the file, it'll say who changed it last, when it was. And then as you change your cursor through the file, it'll actually tell you who touched that line last.
Ah, so you can be like, who wrote this crappy piece of code? Oh,
and it's typically,
it was me.
Oh. Right. I thought I did it. Well,
no, it was mostly
turns,
you.
Well, so
right.
That's good.
Well, you know, they say write code for the moron who's going to be maintaining this later, and the moron is most likely going to be
one of us.
You. Right.
Oh, okay.
Well, you meaning me.
Right. So some other features that are nice. In the side panel, you could easily expand the different stashes you might have, which I am always forgetting. Oh yeah, what's in my stashes?
Oh yeah, Git stash is like a black box. You throw it in there, and it's like you don't. It's like a junk drawer.
It is.
You don't want to look in there because
you're afraid to look. So anyway, that's nice. And also you can look at your branches and just some nice tools for Git flows.
Nice. Yeah, this should have been on Do Not Disturb. Extension number two is called Version Lens. How's that different from Git Lens?
Well, Git Lens focuses on Git flow. Version Lens is really all about the package JSON. So if you're doing Node, your packages are probably getting out of date. So if you go to the package JSON,
yes.
It'll annotate the whole dependencies list, and it'll only do the part that you're seeing. So it's not gonna get all the information for every package, but it'll just say a little tidbit at the top, like, are you up to date? Is there a new version within the range that you specified? And it'll actually tell you if there's a version outside of the version range. So maybe there's a latest version you didn't know about.
So and it'll actually tell you inside of your package JSON file which packages are out of date,
exactly.
Visually.
Yeah, and then you could click a link, like, yeah, I do want to install it now. So.
Nice. I'm going to have to download that one. I didn't know about that one at all. Extension number three, and this one's one of my favorites, Prettier. What is Prettier and why should we use it?
So Prettier focuses just on styling your code. Now, whether that be JavaScript, HTML, CSS, Markdown, they've started doing that as well, which is pretty cool.
Oh, it styles Markdown now.
Yeah. So one of, and it's really opinionated, so there aren't many options to control it. It's just, boom, I have pretty code. It looks formatted well. It doesn't concern itself with like ESLint rules or like, you know, is this right or not? It just makes it look consistent.
Well, that's really nice, especially when you have large teams of people and everybody's, you know, some people put the brace on the same line, some people put the brace on the next line. You don't have to worry about any of that anymore because Prettier is going to worry about that for you. And there's another extension in case you want to toggle Prettier on or off called the formatting toggle, I believe it's called. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, it's a little less known, but I use it a lot because I switch between projects that sometimes I use Prettier and the other ones don't.
Right.
And when I come back to work, it's usually on the weekends I use Prettier, and then at work we don't. So if I come back and I have my settings set to automatically format, it just messes up everything I'm doing.
Right, you just click save and all of a sudden you're like,
whoa! Oops, I didn't mean to do that. Right. So this is just a nice little thing that sits in the tray. You just click it to turn it off, and then you just keep going.
Nice, very convenient.
Yeah.
Why don't I have a Surface? I work at Microsoft.
Yeah.
Hook me up, Satya. Maybe I'll just email him and ask for a Surface. Hey, dear Satya.
I'm sure he doesn't get very many emails.
Probably not. Yeah. Extension number four is called Setting Sync. This is a super popular extension. What does it do?
So if you're like me and you like toying around with your editor, and I always have tons of extensions, sometimes it's nice to remember to back those up. And so the Setting Sync lets you back those up into like a gist in GitHub. So that way you could always be in sync if you get lost, or you could share it with friends. Like, hey, what are you?
That's
oftentimes,
really nice.
On like when I record videos, people ask me what font am I using, what extensions are you using, and it's just a nice way to be able to share.
You can just
that
hand
out.
It to them, and they can install that. It also syncs your theme, by the way, so it'll bring your theme down as well. It's very handy for teams as well if you want to create a gist that has all of the settings that you want everyone to have in their IDE for formatting. If you're using Prettier,
I haven't thought of that.
Yes, that's a good use. You can check that into source control, and then just give it to new people when they show up, and boom, their editors.
We've pretty much converted everyone to VS Code. They work. So.
Well, there's only like, where you work. Yeah. Well, I was going to say there's only like three people left in the world that don't use VS Code. So
pretty much.
For those three people, we're glad you're here. Extension number 5 is actually not an extension at all. It's a theme, and it's called Cobalt 2, and it's by a guy named Wes Boss, some guy.
Yeah,
I never heard of him.
Videos. He's not in the States. So,
no. Yeah. Anyway, so it's called Cobalt 2, and why is it so great, and why should I install it?
Well, there's tons of themes out there, and I've looked at a lot, and I tend to go to dark. Like my preferences go to dark themes. But I just didn't find a really good one I liked. But then I was like, oh, I'll just try Wes's. And he's one of those rare people that's a good developer and designer. And he put a lot of thought into it. And I don't know, it just looks good. It's easy on my eyes. I like it.
Yeah, he's a really great talent. And of course, we were joking before. Everybody knows who Wes Boss is. If you don't, you should check out his site. He's got a bunch of great courses, free training materials, totally. And of course, the Cobalt 2 theme for Visual Studio Code. And actually, scientifically speaking, his theme is better for your eyes than most themes because it's a dark blue with a bright yellow text,
right.
And that, according to science is...
Well, then we must use it.
Right, yeah. Because science says that you will use Cobalt 2.
Yes.
I'm Burke Holland.
And I'm Elijah Manor.
And that's 5 extensions for Visual Studio Code.
Well, that's 4 and a theme, right?
Why do you always do that, Elijah?
Sorry, that's okay. Five.
5 extensions.
First race.
For more information about VS Code and VS Code extensions, you can check out the site vscodecandothat.com and make sure you subscribe to Elijah's Mannerisms YouTube channel. Like, comment, subscribe.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Like, comment, subscribe.